Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I hope everybody can hear me. I hope that I'm actually online and this is actually going through because my computer's a little... It's a Lionsgate and I feel, hey, Neil, would you go on my Helena Facebook page and go to the radio and make sure that you can hear me? Okay. Sorry. Okay, so if you guys heard that, that would be my wonderful twin flame Neil. Sorry about that. Computer's kind of acting funny, which is always the case whenever I do any type of radio show, reading, anything, because anytime the spirits want to communicate, they always interfere with electronic devices, radio frequency, just about everything. So with that being said, tonight's episode is about the Lion's Gate and how it affects twin flames, okay? First of all, what is the Lion's Gate? The Lion's Gate comes around every year on the 8th, and it lasts through the 12th. We're smack in the middle of it on the 10th tonight. I'm happy that everybody could be here. The thing is, with what happens at the Lion's Gate is it's basically an opening of the consciousness, and there's been a lot of people very unhappy, very upset, particularly in the twin flame realm, talking about how the Lion's Gate energy is affecting them in a negative way. Now, first, so that you understand what the Lion's Gate is, I'm going to give a very brief synopsis of what it means. Basically, it means that the moon is new, pyramids in Giza, it's an activation, the frequencies are alive, it becomes a portal, it's basically an opening to the consciousness, and it's a planetary alignment. So what happens during this activation is anyone who is sensitive is going to be affected. Anybody who's an empath or anybody that feels that they are, you know, maybe intuitive will probably be affected. Even people that are not sensitive are becoming affected. Things that are negative in your life, anything that you're unhappy with, is going to become twice as unhappy. Anything that is a toxic relationship in your life, any aspect of a great relationship that has toxic tendencies is going to be amplified. Let's say that you don't like the way that your partner chews his breakfast across the breakfast table in the morning. Your annoyance level with that is going to increase. If I light a cigarette, for example, it would drive my twin flame crazy. Those type of things are amplified. Anything that doesn't serve you during this period is going to be released. Everybody talks about purging, releasing the negative. And I find this is kind of almost an oxymoron, because in the twin flame realm, I keep finding people in the groups going, yeah, I'm doing another purge. I'm doing a release. I'm releasing. I'm surrendering. Well, eventually, we will have released so much, there's going to be nothing left. So how do you fix that? Things become aligned during this portal. Things that serve you, things that work well, come to you. Things that will serve you in a positive way and assist your ability in serving others, that will come towards you. Anything that prevents you from doing your service, your mission work, being happy within yourself is going to be released. But in the process of that, and we are, again, smacked in the middle of it on the 10th, it all comes to the surface. I've seen a lot of people posting questions in the Twin Flame group. They're asking questions along the lines of, all of my negative feelings are coming out right now. My issues with abandonment, trust issues, childhood abandonment, things that happened to me as a kid, all this stuff is coming up. Why is that happening? I keep seeing that. And one of the reasons is because when you connect with your twin, yes, a lot of that comes to the surface for purging and release. However, during this particular time, all of that is going to be released. So, yes, it has to come to the surface before it's released. Think of it as a bell jar. My twin flame builds traps for bugs. We have a fruit fly epidemic in the kitchen because we have a pretty big garden. So he got this really fantastic idea with his brilliant scientific mind. He built this nice bell jar, filled it with the things that fruit flies want, which is, of course, fruit and vegetables, and poked holes in it, put a coffee filter on the top, and it basically gets them inside, keeps them trapped. They can, you know, have their babies, larvae. He's literally growing a terrarium in there. And then he can release them out into the wild when they're found their way into the trap. Think of it like that. All of the negative stuff is going to find its way into the trap and stay there. All of the positive stuff is going to be able to come to you. But all the negative stuff, once you purge it, is going to find its way into a jar and stay trapped. Won't be able to come back and bother you. Now, the symptoms that you may be experiencing during this Lionsgate opening portal, some people, you know, it was funny because tonight we went to a drug company dinner and the dinner was on MDD, which is major depressive disorder, and a new medication with their disorder. And it was funny because all the symptoms that they listed, hypersomnia, insomnia, increased appetite, mood, you know, strange things going on with your mood, stress, anxiety, social anxiety, confusion, inability to concentrate, all the things that were signs of major depression were also listed as the Lionsgate symptoms. So if you end up feeling as though you're starting to develop a major depressive disorder during this time, then there's a very good chance that you're very sensitive and the Lionsgate portal is affecting you. Again, with all the negativity that we need to release coming to the surface, of course you're going to feel depressed. I would. All the negative things coming out. Of course you have to. And in order to make room for the new, you have to release the old. So if you're feeling depressed, feeling stressed, a bit trapped, now again, I have to make the medical disclaimer. If you experience the symptoms more than 2 weeks, please go see your primary care physician. But for depression. However, depressive symptoms are very common during this time. Some people who are sensitive and very awakened may feel the feeling of falling in love. They may feel certain levels of elation. People who have really awakened, united with their twin flame, they're in union, they're at a certain heightened consciousness level. Some people may feel extremely happy. They may have already done the majority of their inner work, purging. They may not have as much to come to the surface as other people. So there's some people that will go through quite a depression, and there's some people that will feel elated. This will make them feel wonderful. The 8th through the 12th will be the best days of their lives. They'll feel a purity. They'll feel safe. They'll feel like this is a time of blessing and happiness. That's what happens. So it may affect you in a profound way, and if it does, don't worry about it. So let's talk about what this opening really means. Basically, it's a doorway, and it's a doorway to the higher realm of consciousness. You may have had a lot of questions, particularly if you're in the twin flame group. You may have had a lot of issues. Where is my template? Why doesn't my template look like everyone else's template? Why does my journey seem like this? Well, the thing is, all these questions that you've been having should start to be answered during the Lionsgate opening. It's going to be a great opportunity for that. Now, a lot of people have asked, is healing something that I should look into? Should I look into a healing session? Maybe that would make me feel better. Honestly, healing, always great. I do Reiki myself. I do it for people that I read for. I can give you two great referrals. Terry Wilson does great Reiki. Also, Jillian Lake does Reiki and massage therapy. They're really great at what they do. if you feel that you need a healing session, certainly those are great. But during this Lionsgate opening, it's actually an opportunity for people to heal themselves. You're going to have an opportunity to do all of the purging that's necessary in order to, you know, really cleanse and release. Now, what does the purging do? Well, basically, it does the cleanse and release. And we light the candles and look at them, and flames jump really high. That's great. And everything's being affected. What happens when there's so much energy around, you know, the pyramids and everything? The pyramids are triangular shaped. And at the top, they act like an antenna. So everything right now is in perfect alignment. And what ends up happening is the energy frequencies change. They affect each person individually and uniquely. So if you're somebody that is normally not particularly intuitive, you don't spend a whole lot of time focusing on the metaphysical, you may suddenly have an awakening, an epiphany. Wow, I'm really able to tap into a higher consciousness. People who are already in the awakening and ascension process, they're going to start having an experience where you're going to feel more in sync, like things are starting to go in the direction that you want them to, clearer head. You know, right now, one of the symptoms of the higher consciousness is the confusion, the feeling of being a bit bogged down. You may be feeling the symptom, and you may not be feeling the symptom. If you're one that's feeling the symptom of feeling confused, 12, you should feel more aligned, more awake, more clear. Clarity is a gift. And you're going to be able to have the answers to the things that you have been questioning for a very long time. All year long, the questions have built up. Your answers should be coming around the 12th. You should see things more clearly, more logically. And I'll give you an example of that. I had a client, this friend of mine came to me and she says, yeah, well, I met a soulmate and it's great. We're great. Oh, okay. She says, I've known him for 11 years. There were a lot of things of 11 in this particular example. We met on November 11th and I know he's a soulmate and it's an amazing connection. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's wonderful. Go on. Why are you here? And she says, well, he won't talk to me anymore. He stopped talking to me. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not good. You guys are soulmates, right? Does he understand that you're soulmates? And she's like, well, I feel so connected with him. How could he not feel this connection? And of course, she realized as soon as she said it, wow, kind of narcissistic to he would feel what I'm feeling. He broke up with me and has actually filed a restraining order. So I guess maybe he doesn't. And I said, yeah, go on. And as she continued to talk, she began to see more clearly. And she began to realize that this guy that she's been supposedly believing as a soulmate is actually really a jerk. He's married. He stood her up like 5 different times, borrowed money from her, never paid it back. Just did a bunch of really bad things that, you know, you don't do to somebody that you love or that you even like. So, you know, sort of an example of an experience when somebody's in the Lionsgate situation, they're going through the portal, they're going to start feeling differently, seeing things differently. Another friend of mine came to me and said, yeah, I have this new job, and I've been there for 3 weeks, and for some reason it just feels, you know, it's the best job in the world. Oh, it's great. Oh, I've waited for a job like this with this type of salary and this position and this benefits. And then she's just talking about how the people don't treat her well, how she was ousted by a group at lunch. People won't talk to her. People rejected her ideas in the boardroom, all this. And suddenly she's really, wow, you know, this job may not serve me. So what happened to my two friends? My first friend that I described, she ended up moving forward, actually meeting her twin flame, which is awesome. And they actually just got married, believe it or not, very quickly. My other friend left that job, and she's actively looking for a new position, and I know that she'll find something that does serve her. The thing is, in Orion's consciousness, an opening of the heart and an opening of the mind and an opening to everything, it's a doorway, it's a portal, and it's up to you whether or not you're willing to walk through it. Sometimes walking through and getting something new is scary, and that's okay. But in this particular case, scary can end up being fantastic. It can open doors that you never knew possible. Twin flames coming into union, for example, after years even of waiting. Relationships getting better, improving. People starting to look at life in a different and more positive way. Twin flames, whether they're in union or not, are being affected tremendously and intensely by this particular period in time with the Lionsgate. If this is affecting you in a positive way, congrats, you're highly awakened. Boy, you may be highly awakened, but you're not alone. There's a lot of people going through the same stress. Even I've been stressed out. It's a time where the frequencies are very high, just like when I got onto the internet when I first started this show. The frequency, it was a mess. I couldn't even log in and be clear on the phone for the broadcast because of the frequency and the energy. Spirits interfere, the energy interferes. Everything right now is an open portal. Again, toward the 12th, things are going to start to relax. We have 11 minutes, and I will go ahead and see if I can take a caller real quick. Let me see if I can do that. Hi, this is Helena. Who is this, please?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you? What's your question?
Good. Well, I guess, does this help in speeding up the union with your twin flame?
Does it help in speeding up the union? Your answer, in short, is it will help as much as it did last year.
It comes around every year.
So if you're somebody who's been waiting a while, here's the thing. It does open a new consciousness, but the higher level of consciousness doesn't end at the 12th. It's a period of growing and a period of, you know, consciousness and expansion. So it can, certainly, but, you know, in the interest of being honest, it helps as much as it did last year and the year before that.
No, it was, they explained it really well about the Lionsgate. I had no idea what was going on. I was feeling very angry about a few things, and that subsided, thankfully.
Good.
So
good.
It's good to know about this Lionsgate.
Yeah, it's definitely a purging time, a time for release and a time for, you know, raising a consciousness. So around the 12th, you're going to feel a lot better, and I think that you'll realize that it's a much better situation than it was.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry.
Good.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we'll go ahead and try to take one more caller. Hi, this
Hello.
Is Helena. Who is this, please? Hi.
Hi. Yes, my name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm going through Lionsgate, actually. I'm very worried. I'm very emotional. I have had a very trying year this year. I have been married for 2 years and been separated. My husband lives in Florida. I live in Indiana. And right now, my husband's been incarcerated since May, and we recently reconnected in July. But I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I can see it, but they can't. Go ahead and tell them.
Huh? Okay.
I said, I can see it, but they can't, so you can go ahead and tell them.
Okay. But I haven't heard from them since July 28th, and I'm getting kind of, like, emotional and kind of worried, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Basically, the Lionsgate time is a time of purging and release, and the worries that you normally have that are coming up within you, I know it's hard, but try to release that and know that what needs to happen is going to happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things like people not contacting us when we would prefer them to,
mm-hmm.
things like that happen, and it's not
mm-hmm.
fun. It's not fun waiting, and it can be painful waiting. But
mm-hmm.
in short, you don't have anything to worry about. Things are going to happen the way they need to. You'll be in contact. Just don't worry too much.
Okay.
I know that's scary, but
yeah.
right now is the time for manifestation. You know that if you can focus your thoughts and your intention, which is the idea behind Lionsgate, if you focus your thoughts and intentions on what it is you desire, that will happen because the energy and the frequencies are so much more intense right now than any other time during the year.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like I said, I put my energy in other things too. Like I have school and everything else, but
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, like I said, I'm trying to fix my marriage also. I want my marriage, and I also want to try to fix it also. That's also things I'm trying to work on, and my also work and school and. And everything else going on.
You have a lot on your plate. Yeah,
huh?
You have a lot on your plate. You have a lot going on. You have a lot of things that you want to accomplish. And you will get those things accomplished. But right now, you're going through a lot of stress and you're worried if things are going to work out the way that you want them to. If you use this opportunity of the Lionsgate to focus your intentions, remember in the beginning when I said it's like the pyramids in Giza are radiating an energy, almost like an antenna, you can use that. If you have never been very good at manifestation and you tried using the law of attraction as a secret and you're like, oh, I'm not getting any results, now would be a great time to try. Try again.
Right.
Use your manifestation because you're going to be able to focus your intentions and manifest your desires. But remember, if you're worrying, your mind is giving that worry energy, and the universe hears it and says, oh, that must be what she wants. She must want more of that. That's what we'll give her. So if you're worrying about things, that's going to really cause you to have a lot of delays, especially in your reunion.
Right.
So as crazy as this sounds, give yourself permission to relax and not worry. Set your worry aside, literally.
Right.
Put it on a plate, set it on the shelf. I'm not going to worry. And believe it or not, things are going to start to fall in place for you.
Right. I was just wondering, do you see him contacting me? All right.
Okay.
All right.
Don't worry.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Nicole. Good luck.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Okay. We have time for one. Well, really close. Well, I have a lot of callers on the line. I like to take them all. But if you'd like a private reading, you're welcome to look me up online. It's www.askpsychichelena.com. Helena is spelled HELENA.com. And one thing that I want to remind everybody of is the manifestation opportunity during the Lionsgate portal. A lot of people have been doing the manifestation journaling that I write about on my website. And if you haven't read it, I encourage you to read that article. It describes a process of journaling that is very specific and very to creating your manifestation within a two-week period. And we've had a lot of success with it. So if you use this opportunity to create your manifestation, put your intentions where they need to be, you're going to see a lot of results a lot faster than you have before and a lot more easily than you ever had before. So that's really wonderful news. And this is the reason that I'm very excited about this time. So again, if you'd like a private reading, my website is www.askpsychichelena.com. It's a really nice special right now, which includes the manifestation and numerology with Twin Flame Reunion, and that is under the Rare Special section. So for everybody that is out there having a wonderful time with the Lion's Gate and using your intentions, drop me a line here at helena@reincarnate.com. Let me know how your manifestations are going, and let me know how your Lion's Gate process is going. I can't wait to hear about everybody's manifestations somewhere around the 12th coming true. Okay, have a great night, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye. And